This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Great talk show host is all right. He's set to take over in T-minus 6 minutes. Then the War Room in an hour with Owen Schroyer. I didn't fail today. We covered a ton of news. But I'm going to have to shoot a special report for tonight, or I'm going to come in tomorrow. In fact, yeah, just for the crew that wants to come in this weekend, I'm sure you all want to. I'll still be here this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Owen, 6 to 8. There's so much news. They both volunteer to come in, but I'm either going to come in and tape a show tomorrow, or I'm going to do a live one. I've got to think about that today. It takes more crew to do a live one because there is just so much news I didn't get to, and I know more news is going to break after that, and it is all completely insane. I know he's got that Dr. Ruby on who's so smart. Our next guest host does, so stay for that as well. But I did my best to get to it all. And then there's a lot of other news that we just grazed over, I guess would be a better word, but yeah, certain point my eyes just glaze over. But look at this, study finds face masks didn't slow spread of COVID-19, another big university study, University of Louisville. And that's what all the other studies show, but it's a sign, like a burqa over a woman's head. It's powerful to make people do that and say, you're dirty, you're bad, you can only take the mask off when you have a vaccine. That is even a vaccine. And now they're pushing everywhere. Now they have timeout boxes they make people go in at Amazon. And it's all just a psychological test to see what they can do to us because we don't stand up for ourselves. They have absolutely no respect for us. Now here's another report. This is by Steve Watson on Infowars.com. More scientists demand lab leak investigation, claim they were ostracized for presenting research backing the scenario. They claim it? Hell, they got censored everywhere, including Senate and House testimony and legislative testimony around the damn country. I had a Facebook whistleblower on just last hour talking about it. So this is all here. It's not coming. It's insane. But let me show you something from Band.Video. David Icke, who's a smart guy and also riveting, I think he's going to be able to come on next week. We're asking him to. He has his own channel on there that gets millions of views each week. And David Icke doesn't call up and ask me permission to do the shows he does. So people are asking me in the office and online, well, hey, show the video, please, guys. What is David Icke doing having a video on Band.Video saying Wuhan lab virus leak, a calculated diversion from the simple truth, there is no virus, David Icke. Because that certainly got him banned off YouTube and Facebook finally last year when he said that. Hard to believe over a year and a half. Yeah, it was last year, 2020. Well, I mean, David Icke is allowed to have his own opinions, and I respect him. And as much as we've been lied to, who knows? You know, the scientific method is you can always challenge things. And a lot of things we're told are fact later turn out to not be. So I'm going to get him on next week to discuss that. Obviously, if I rub up against poison ivy, that's a chemical in there that causes an autoimmune response in my body. And that's a mechanism the plant has so things don't rub up against it or try to eat it. So there's lots of invisible stuff that does things. And Icke's right that cells put off things that are RNA when they get toxified. And a lot of scientists cover that and know that. It's a fact. But some say, well, basically everything is coming out of our cells. Well, that's why they admit that if you take the COVID vaccine, it can make your cells release more deadly variants. So that's the discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, saying that. So a lot of what he's saying is true. Do I go all the way to say it doesn't exist at all? No, they made a virus, even though they can never isolate it at the clinics and places that are around. But they do create chimera viruses, and they do release them to create fear and get power. But is it a fraud like the PCR test entirely? I don't know, but I'm open for a debate about that, and I shouldn't fear debate about that, and that's a good thing. We don't have like a monolithic thing here where every host and every guest and every person totally agrees with some lockstep thing. We're not CNN or MSNBC. We're not mainstream media. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
Standing by because we have to get to some extremely important breaking discoveries surrounding the poisonous injections. There are some absolutely unbelievable things happening here today. But before we get to the doctor, the GOP has finally done something right, it would seem, that they've that some of these Republicans have grabbed a hold of their testicular fortitude. They've stopped Nancy Pelosi from going forward with her hit squad with the January 6th commission. It appears the Senate vote was 54 to 33, just 6 votes short of the 60 that it would have taken to pass the House bill to create the 10-member panel that would be evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. And it's interesting to me that it's notable to mention there were 2 Senate Democrats that skipped the vote. So if this had been the end of the world event that Nancy Pelosi and these radicals want to tell you that it is, Schumer would have absolutely made sure that everyone was there, but he didn't. And that's very telling, and that's because we know the truth. The truth is that it was a grandma selfie party, and that patriots responded to the call of the president to be peaceful and come and support him in the wake of what we knew was going to be a complete hijacking, because he told us it was going to be, and he was right. And he's right. They've been right about 9 out of 10 things that he said during his administration. We were all called these tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists for backing the president as, you know, I'm not a torch carrier for everything Donald J. Trump. Specifically, and most importantly, probably his most glaring mistake, which has been the people that he has had closely around him. And I think, you know, personnel decisions made in a different light could have definitely helped the president. And who knows, he could still be in office had he acted on the information that he was being provided. We know that there was certain information that has been kept from him and was kept from him 5 months after that election took place, which is it's heartbreaking and it's devastating. Also breaking over at StuPeters.tv today, leaked training materials for transgender acceptance as the Marxists continue to force the demasculinization of males in our country and attack the Christian and conservative culture here in the United States. So don't miss that report. Again, you can find that at StuPeters.tv. Also breaking today, Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a no vaccine passport bill to stop federal government tyranny. The bill would ban vaccine passports, and Cruz has this statement that he released here. I think there's a real potential for government overreach, and I don't believe anyone should be forced to take the vaccine. It should be your personal choice. Well, yeah, we all agree with that. You should make the choice based on your health, based on the decisions you want. And I've also introduced this week legislation that would, number one, prohibit any federal vaccine passport, prohibit the Biden administration from doing anything to mandate vaccines, but it also prohibits discrimination in employment. We're seeing some places where employees are saying that if you're not vaccinated, you're fired, and that ought to be illegal. Your health decisions are yours to make, and it shouldn't be your boss, and it shouldn't be your government. It shouldn't be anyone else forcing you to make those decisions. So he did, in fact, go ahead with introducing that legislation. You know, interesting take earlier this afternoon from Tom Papert over at National File. If Ted Cruz is going to be so concerned about that, and we wish him the best of luck, but what about right at home in Texas, where Governor Abbott has said that he's introduced Texas law that bans this stuff from happening, but in fact, that isn't the case. And when you look into it, you'll find that, you know, Abbott is putting on this front of being this real conservative guy, stopping and opposing any of this forced inoculation, but in fact, it's all really squishy and really wonky. Okay, so we have a lot to get to here today with Dr. Jane Ruby, as we're breaking never-before-released information surrounding the so-called shot in the arm, the jab being falsely referred to as a vaccine. It's responsible for mass infertility, miscarriages, a.k.a. spontaneous involuntary abortions. Menopausal women have begun bleeding again. Young women having abnormal cycles. Reports of females bleeding. We've had males that have had other adverse side effects and different reactions. I spoke to somebody in Toronto today regarding personal finance stuff. Golfing, by the way, they stopped that in Canada because, as we know, golfing is really dangerous when you're out there, you know, looking at, for me at least, I'm looking for several sleeves of balls in the woods away from anybody else in the outdoors. Very dangerous stuff. They tried to ban tennis in Canada as well, because that's really dangerous. But we talked about these injections being self-spreading or transmissible. And it's been revealed here on the Alex Jones Show and all over at InfoWars, as well as over at StuPeters.tv. For months, we've been talking about how years ago they telegraphed this and told you that they were designing these transmissible vaccinations, vaccines that would basically inoculate even the unwilling or anybody that had any kind of hesitancy to get vaccinated. So they wanted to develop these transmissible vaccines. We refer to that as shedding. You're more than likely familiar with that term. We've been talking about it here. And if you're here, you're part of the resistance, as Alex, you know, obviously always accurately says. But the report that you won't want to miss is this one. And that is that this myocarditis, which is a way of saying basically an infection or an inflammation of the heart, has been taking place. And Dr. Jane Ruby is joining us now to talk about brand new findings surrounding these injections and the catastrophic damage that they're causing, of course, totally ignored by the media. Dr. Ruby, we've been talking about this myocarditis here, and there was an article that came out that said that myocarditis was, that we were seeing some mild cases of this. Oh, I'm getting here that we don't have Jane Ruby on. All right, well, we'll get the doctor on. I don't know if it was a technical difficulty there, but we'll get her on here in a minute. But they're talking about this myocarditis being, you know, that there's been mild cases of this. And I don't know anybody in their right mind that could say that swelling in, on, or around the heart could be mild. This is, you only get one heart. You don't just go get another one. And there's been a lot of reports in the VAERS system of specifically, apparently this is targeting males. And when the doctor does come on, or when we get a hold of her here, we'll ask her about this. But it seems that now we've got both the females covered with infertility and spontaneous involuntary abortions being caused by these miscarriages. Elderly women are being affected by this. And the thing is that we knew about this, and it's all coming out now in the mainstream media as they want to talk about the findings that are surrounding this Wuhan lab, this Wuhan Virology Institute, where Fauci was a personal investor. And we talked about this. We told everybody, we told the world that Fauci and Barack Obama were personal investors in this lab. Now, my financial advisor didn't tell me, he didn't give me any inside information saying, Stu, hold the phone. I've got really important, a great tip for you on this obscure laboratory in Wuhan that's going to be, you know, doing some really, really innovative stuff, and you should really invest in that. But, you know, Anthony Fauci, obviously, he had the upper hand in that. And now there's an article coming out that says Fauci defended controversial virus research, arguing that it was worth the risk of man-made outbreak way back in 2012. Now, Alex said before he left here today that, you know, he wants to help be responsible for putting these criminals in jail. I mean, listen, we're talking about the most catastrophic damage that we have seen here. We're talking about millions of people that have apparently succumbed to this COVID-19 virus. We're talking about trillions of dollars in damage to a world economy, to the global economy shutting down. We're talking at midnight tonight, Australia is going to go back into the most restrictive lockdowns that that continent has seen since March of 2020. And that is because a new report is coming out of Australia that there are 26 new cases of COVID there. 26 new cases of COVID on an entire continent is now spurring these lockdowns. This isn't about health and safety. I mean, obviously, we know that. And I think you'll have a much clearer understanding of where we are today when you realize that the vaccine was not brought here because of COVID, but rather that COVID was brought here for the vaccine. They want to inject you with this stuff. It's incredibly dangerous. Vaccine passports. I hope Ted Cruz is successful, but we know that this stuff is going to be vehemently opposed by all of these elitists and globalists that have infiltrated our government. And we'll be back to talk about the dangers of this with Dr. Ruby right after the break. Don't go anywhere. My name is Steve Peters. Thanks a lot for sticking with us today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jonah Show, freeworldnews.tv. My name is Stu Peters. Happy to be here again on this Friday afternoon. Quite the honor to be here, and happy that Alex continues to put up with me and invite me back. We're talking about the vaccine, and we're going to get to the doctor here in a second. I don't know if anybody saw this. I have a couple of positive things in the news, because I think it's important that we also get to that a little bit. Breaking in New York, a couple of fans, if you saw this at Yankee Stadium, unveiled a banner. I'm looking at a picture, that massive banner that read "Trump won, save America." I love it. Where I come from, over at StuPeters.tv, you'll also see we interviewed Maria Zach just the other day. I had her on the program, and there was breaking news over there as well that the same people responsible for the Italian job, the theft of the election. Over there in Italy, and the satellite that was owned by these people at Leonardo, they are the very same people who were implicated in the setup of George Papadopoulos, Russiagate, spying on the Trump campaign. So really big news over there at StuPeters.tv. We'll hope you check us out. I see Dr. Ruby is here to join us now. Dr. Ruby, thank you very much for being here. You're the one of the only trusted sources that I can go to on this vaccine stuff. This inoculation, this push for these jabs, has just become unprecedented. We're seeing that in Canada, kids are being lured in with milk and cookies and treats and candy and ice cream in exchange for being inoculated. And in some cases, or in all cases, apparently, it doesn't require any parental consent. They can go there and get these jabs. Then there was video of parents in Ontario, which I think you have seen, that were really upset about this, rightfully so, and they're trying to get into these vaccination sites or these clinics where these kids are being jabbed, but there's a line of cops standing there preventing these people from coming through. And we're going to get to some breaking stuff here, but myocarditis. The article says that there are some mild cases of myocarditis that are being found specifically in men, young men, that's causing this swelling and this this infection or this inflammation of the heart. So how mild are these cases? What exactly should we be prepared for? Or people who have succumbed to the pressure and been vaccinated, what might they be experiencing as far as side effects, and how serious is this in all actuality?
Well, Sue, thanks for having me back. Thanks to you and Alex Jones for having me back. It's my honor as well. But sadly, I have a lot of really difficult information to bring to your listeners and your viewers. Let's start with the myocarditis issue. As you mentioned, it is incredibly serious. I'm really getting tired of these authorities, so to speak, calling this mild and rare. Would you like your heart to be inflamed, swollen, the muscle damaged, and then because you can recover from it in an emergency room, call it mild and rare? It's just ridiculous. But let me get into some of the background here. You know, Israel made a deal with Pfizer a few months ago. And so exclusively that particular injection was used in Israel. And Israel went whole hog and tried to inoculate their entire population. Well, they got through about two-thirds before things slowed down. And they had an early signal on this myocarditis around the middle of April. And they started talking about it, but they dribbled the numbers out little by little. I wanted to share some information with you, because now, just like what's happening here in the U.S., the numbers are swelling. They're rising so high and so fast that they're not going to be able to hide this stuff anymore. And for example, Israel is still churning out more and more numbers. And what they've decided to do, instead of halting this program in children, they want to proceed with jabbing children, but they're now suggesting that they just give them one of the two Pfizer doses. Let me remind everyone, this has never been studied with one injection. They're just changing the goalposts. They're moving around what they want to do based on no science, based on no responsible part of the studies. So I just wanted to share, and getting back to those that are most vulnerable, I think anybody is vulnerable, but I'm going to tell you the numbers that nobody else has been reporting. I want to share with you in this first segment with me, because it's really exciting in a bad way, but the truth is coming out, and that's what's exciting. The last time I reported to you, there were overall about 152 cases of myocarditis. I just got, and kudos to Albert Benvenitas, who was on the show when I hosted the show for Alex recently. He just got some last-minute numbers. He's the gentleman who downloads all the raw data from theirs and then keeps these spreadsheets and tracks what they're doing. And he has discovered that they are indeed throttling numbers. However, they can't keep up with these myocarditis numbers as they start to push this program through on children. And here are the hot numbers. Just as a point of reference, the last time we met, there were 152 cases in the U.S. reported on VAERS of myocarditis after injection of these so-called, you know, experimentals. And in the 12 to 17 year group, there were 3 reports of myocarditis. In this last drop that just came out this morning, and I've been pressuring this poor guy all day to get this information, we now have 31 reported cases under 17 years of age. In other words, under 18, anything, 17 plus. And so we've seen a 219% increase in myocarditis in under 18 years old. So that's 12 to 17. Stu, I predict that in the next few weeks, as these irresponsible, these incredibly just evil authorities are setting up clinics in grammar schools, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools. We just saw that Fairfax County, Virginia, of all places, is setting up clinics in all of the schools, whether parents like it or not, to inoculate 12 to 17-year-olds, because on May 10th, the FDA gave authorization or expanded the emergency use to Pfizer for 12 to 17-year-olds. This is really, really frightening, and we're going to see these numbers explode.
So when you say that the numbers are being throttled, what exactly do you mean by that? I mean, they're being deleted, they're being changed, they're being altered, they're being hidden, they're being covered up. Are you making that connection, that allegation?
Yes, and I'm making that based on the sources of people like Albert who are keeping these spreadsheets. Now, we are seeing, like I said, we are seeing an increase reported of myocarditis in children, but overall, remember, there are other side effects too. There are blood clots and miscarriages and neurological issues and muscle aches and pains and permanent debilitation. Those numbers have not been updated in many, many weeks. In fact, they keep putting the same exact numbers out from January. So based on that, what we think we're seeing is that they're hiding side effects. And they're blocking, you know, the actual reports. They're claiming that they have to validate them and they have to go vet them. That's not the purpose of the VAERS system. The VAERS system is a self-reporting. And by the way, on these myocarditis numbers, when we looked at, specifically who's reporting them, the majority are physicians. And so
yeah,
it's not just.
They'll go back to, oh, well, it's just VAERS and anybody can report that, which isn't the case. VAERS themselves, they hid the ability to search on their platform after we brought specific examples on my program of kids that were dying, teenagers that were dying after being inoculated. They want to cover this thing up. And what's even more sick is that they knew this. They knew this back in December that it was going to cause these problems, and the proof is in the pudding. We're going to show you how next on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, It's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in, or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The Prostaguard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
About the IRS hiring an unprecedented amount of agents, field agents, investigators. This isn't by accident. I mean, this all has to do with the federal government coming after every single last bit of remaining individual liberty or freedom that you have. The First Amendment completely been attacked already. The second is next. Look at this ATF guy that they're talking about putting in charge of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, but can't properly identify what an AR-15 is. He doesn't want to get into how an assault weapon is identified by the federal government. Of course he doesn't, because then an assault weapons ban akin to what happened back in the Clinton days. You couldn't do it because you'd have to identify those things. Essentially saying that the only thing that will be allowed for people to carry anymore is the 22 caliber. Well, does the guy not realize? I mean, this is the new potential head of the ATF. Does this guy not realize that the 22 round is probably the most deadly? Anything with a detachable magazine will be outlawed. That means your 308 hunting rifle, your 30-06, your 7mm, your 300 Winchester mag, anything that you take out west, if you're not from there and you go out west to hunt, you know, mule deer or elk, it'll be taken away from you. The federal government is absolutely 100% weaponized against you. Law enforcement agencies that have been politicized, the FBI, Jim Comey, where is he at? Where has he been since he tried to throw President Trump under the bus with all of these lies? He has completely disappeared. George Papadopoulos says that he believes John Durham knows exactly where they are. They're not underground. They haven't disappeared. I guess we will see. The federal government in every single place that you turn has been totally weaponized against you. The CDC, we know that. But what about the FDA? We were holding on to this going, well, maybe they're not going to approve this vaccine. Maybe they're not going to approve it. The CDC then and FDA continue to extend this emergency use authorization and allow this thing to be conducted, this experiment that we don't believe to be an experiment. This is totally on purpose. This is by design. But now they're opening it up to your kids as young as 12 years old. Unbelievable. Dr. Jane Ruby joining us here with I guess what I would consider to be the biggest bombshell that I've heard, and it's really depressing to hear this, Dr. Ruby, that the CDC and the FDA knew about this in December of last year, that these heart problems would affect young people. They know it now, but they knew it then.
Stu, they knew it then. They went forward. They're getting serious side effects in young people, in everyone, all age groups, and they're going forward even more full steam. On December 21st, there was a publication that clearly linked the spike proteins that these injections force your body to make with cardiac damage, with cardiac illness, inflammation, and the myocarditis, but also the blood clots. And also the strokes. It's absolutely insane. They're just running with impunity. And as long as we're talking about impunity, let's talk about America's doctors, because I wanted to share the perspective. People have to remember our doctors in the United States are derelict in their duty. They're failing their Hippocratic oath. Why do I come out on a limb and say this? Because let's start at the beginning. Because last spring, when this virus came out and everyone was touting HCQ as a cure, and it is a relative cure if used early enough, the whole thing was shuttered, right? Because they were on their way to the emergency use authorization. I myself, as I've told the audience before, came down with the natural flu, COVID-19, last March of 2020. I pleaded with my GP to get it. He said, we don't give it. We're not giving it. We're not allowed to give it. We're not using it. And when I dug a little deeper, because I went to the hospital to make sure I wasn't in a pulmonary crisis, I begged for it there, and I was refused to get it. In fact, we have a clip or two, if you want to run it, where I explained what I discovered, because this was being perpetrated. The blocking of access to life-saving treatments was being conducted by Democrat governors through their departments of health. If you have that clip, let me know if you can run it. Otherwise, I'll explain what happened.
Yeah, go ahead.
Talk to us about your medical background on off-label prescriptions and why you think this is happening in the state of Virginia.
Yes, first of all, people need to understand that governors control the treatment you get in your state through the Department of Health. That's why you see those notices in the Department of Health. I want people also to understand that it is not illegal on any level for a physician or nurse practitioner to prescribe off-label, which is defined as for a reason other than which a drug was originally approved. If there's some data, any information, doesn't have to be published or anything, that the drug has some effect, they have the right to do that. Pharmaceutical companies, in contrast, cannot market it off-label. That's illegal. But with that understanding, what they're doing here is they're saying you can only prescribe it for malaria or lupus, the things that it was originally approved for, when in fact what they're doing, they're using that ostensibly to really block the average person's ability. And it's not just Virginia.
Right. I mean, it's not just anywhere. They're blocking it all over the place because you can treat this thing relatively inexpensive.
Right. And, you know, Florida, I had friends in Florida whose doctors said, sure, what's the name of your pharmacy? Your COVID test is positive. I'll phone it in. And it dawned on me, it's dangerous to live in a Democrat-run state. And I'm going to, you know, the other dereliction of duty in America's doctors, and in a year or two, Stu, I predict they're going to hang their heads in total shame, and they deserve it. Those are the same doctors, those same cowards, and dereliction of duty, who are now pushing the vaccine on their own patients. And I have a personal story. My new GP down here a couple of weeks ago said, you really ought to get the vaccine. And I said, why would I do that? And I proceeded to lay out a lot of the facts that I've shared with you on the show here. And she backed up and said, oh my, I guess I need to go back and do some reading. These America's physicians are very irresponsible. They're either ignorant or they're really stupid, and they better get on the ball because they're pushing their patients into getting these very dangerous injections, and they're going to be managing those patients, their myocarditis, their long-term cardiopulmonary autoimmune diseases. It's going to be a disaster, Stu, and they're going to be partly held responsible, as they should.
That is the whole idea here. That is the design here. If we have a cure for something, if we have a cure for cancer, by the way, we all know that cures for a whole lot of things have been available for a really long time. Ask Magic Johnson about a cure. If you have the money, you can find a cure. And treating things long term is the only thing that it contributes to compliance, it contributes to control, and it contributes to the bottom line of these for-profit businesses, because that's what these providers are. And a lot of these administrators that run these hospitals, that run these clinics, have a bottom line that they have to meet, or their job is in jeopardy. Because if they don't care about the business aspect of the job, they're going to lose their job. Their whole career will be gone. So, for example, treating a COVID patient, putting a COVID patient on a ventilator, a whole lot of reasons why Andrew Cuomo in New York didn't use the resources that President Donald Trump sent to him, because these hospitals, these clinics, the bureaucratic pressure, and all of the special interests, that there's trillions of dollars at stake to hospitalize these people and to put them on the ventilators, because they're getting paid $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, depending on what state you're in, dollars per patient that they diagnose, hold, and treat for COVID-19. It's all a money game. We know that. The globalists are after nothing but money and control. We're a big farm here. We're farming humans. I mean, that is the realization that we have to come to. I got about 30 seconds left in this segment. Yep. I want you to wrap up on this dereliction.
I just wanted to say over 500,000 Americans died, and the majority of them needlessly. 90% of they sent people to their deaths on these ventilators when they had something that would cure it in a matter of hours. It's just, Stu, it's unfathomable. And like I said, America's doctors are going to have a lot to answer for, these doctors. They knew there was no safety study in pregnant women or little children, and yet they're still pushing those populations to get these jabs.
Yeah, well, amongst the doctors, I think there's going to be many others that are committing suicide, like the parents. I'm predicting a huge breakout of suicides as we continue with Dr. Ruby next. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise Rise USA Tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When the evening sun goes down.
Of course it's all about your kids. We've been saying that forever. We've been saying that for the longest time. They're coming after your kids. You know, we're called tinfoil hat wearers again when you talk about adrenochrome. We know the truth about that. We know why certain people aren't aging. We know why others appear to be in a post-Trump world. Ted Cruz saying, I think there's a real potential for government overreach. Do you think so, Senator Cruz? Do you think that there's such a thing as government overreach? They're coming for your kids. I mean, they're luring them in with milk and cookies. There are lotteries, million-dollar lotteries going on, Governor DeWine. We're seeing coercion by employers, by universities. These kids can't go back to school. I mean, what about these kids, Dr. Ruby, who are looking at their second and third year of college? They're already enrolled. Their parents have paid for tuition. And, you know, when you start talking, before we went to the break, I'm predicting this mass suicide event that's going to happen. And, you know, I'm talking about the doctors that you were alluding to who have acted in malfeasance and who have you know, not done their research at very minimal. They haven't done their research on what's in these injections because they just get this emergency use authorization. It's not their job to really look into it. But when you, as a doctor, isn't it your responsibility to say, hey, I'm seeing these reports of this myocarditis. And yeah, in the media, I'm seeing that, okay, well, it doesn't say that there's a direct link, but there is all of this data that's accessible by healthcare professionals, by these doctors who have access at very minimum to VAERS, but I think for a lot more access to other things. Listen, I should probably look into this. And so then, you know, they go ahead and they get the, I don't know. I think they're going to be killing themselves. But what about these poor parents? What about these parents who are with joy holding up their infant babies for cameras, for photo opportunities? The youngest baby injected with this thing in the world. Let's make news. People running around touting the fact, celebrating the fact that they have encouraged their children towards this thing. I'm predicting mass suicides by those people as well. I mean, what about the luring? What about the going after our children with this thing? To that, you say what?
I'm going to call it a war on young people and children. They're hitting the universities all the way down to the nursery schools. I can't sound this alarm enough. Your health, your lifelong health, is not worth changing your, you know, losing a semester or two. Find another university. Not every university demands that you be inoculated, injected with this poison before you can come return back to school. Put your money where your mouth is. March with your wallet. In terms of young children, parents, I'm begging parents, you're sentencing your child to, first of all, a lifetime of the unknown. But what we do know you're sentencing them to is highly likely many decades of autoimmune diseases, illnesses, if they even live a normal lifespan. And I'm not overstating this when I tell parents and students, just wait, find another university. Even when it comes to jobs, people write to me, Dr. Ruby, what should I do? It's my job. Find another job. Are you willing to trade your life and your health for the next 40, 50 years for a trip to Spain next year? I mean, really think about this. It's incredibly dangerous. And you mentioned the dereliction of doctors. I just want to touch on another thing about that, Stu. Why aren't doctors looking for weekly safety updates? There's nothing coming out to guide doctors and other professionals, education professionals, anything like that. There's no oversight. Has anyone stopped to ask, where's the oversight on these programs? They're setting up clinics in school. It's incredibly frightening. We mentioned...
You are, but I think there is a whole lot of oversight going on here, because I think that this is absolutely 100% intentional. And I think that the globalists are absolutely overseeing all of this, and they're pulling all of the strings, and that there's been backroom deals done in Washington, and that those that are supposedly elected and sent there to represent the will of the people, who we know now, I mean, they don't even have to be elected. They can be installed. They can just be sent there, and then they can be inaugurated under the protection of electrified razor wire and thousands of National Guard troops in a weird and vacant Washington, D.C. So I think there's a whole lot of oversight going on here, and I think that those people who are going to be found to be criminally liable is going to really surprise a whole lot of people, you know, that this is not just limited to Democrats. You know, Democrats and progressive radicals that we have been identifying here as tyrants and, you know, hijacking a political system and overturning our entire government, I think it's going to shock a lot of so-called Republicans when they find out that the people that they had a whole lot of confidence in that would go to Washington and properly represent us were equally as complicit in this, because their pockets were being lined by special interest groups and by the elitists that sit at the round table of a faction and the globalists that want to kill our kids, that want to make women infertile, that want to demasculinize men and get rid of any opposition to this overtaking, this political agenda to move towards a one world order. And I know that we're getting off the topic here a little bit, but when I have you, you're very valuable to me. So I want to go back to the medical insight on this, but I just want to give for a full perspective here. I mean, I have seen verifiable evidence that the UN, for example, is gearing up to come in and start policing the streets in some of these cities like Chicago and in New York. All of this uptick in violence, all of this uptick in, you know, gun violence and killings and homicides, this isn't a surprise. The reason you don't see a look of shock or surprise on some of these tyrannical leaders like Lori Lightfoot in Chicago or here on Mayor Jacob Frey in the city of Minneapolis is because this is all orchestrated and planned. It's going on in New York. It's going on in Los Angeles. And that is because if defunding the police is not enough, and if enough people stand up and say, no, 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 we want to fund our police, we need police protection here, then the goal is then to say, well, you know what, the police that we have here are not effective. Look at this. They have not been able to stop this violence. They have not been able to stop this burning. They have not been able to stop these people, you know, assaulting people, holding people for ransom in their alleyways. These police that you're looking at are weak. They're ineffective. They're not able to stop this violence. So we need to find an alternative solution to this kind of policing. And when they say reimagine, these are the terms that you have to be just they should make your skin crawl when you hear things like reimagine policing, because that means that an uninterested party, somebody with no ties to your community, somebody who doesn't care about the city of Minneapolis or, you know, Florida, wherever you are. They don't care about that because they don't have any ties there. They're going to send in this new police force that's going to overtake everything and everybody. Now, you're going to watch the lawlessness continue to uptick. You're going to watch as crime becomes legalized. But it's not just law enforcement that we have to worry about this oversight that you're talking about, that there's a lack thereof, which I am more cynical, maybe more jaded than you are. But I see that there is a whole lot of oversight going on here, and that this isn't just going to be, well, the police aren't effective, but it's also going to be your doctors have been ineffective. And so now there needs to be some sort of a one system of health care where you don't know what's best for you. And we do know what's best for you. And so now we're getting to the point where it doesn't matter what Senator Ted Cruz says about vaccine passports and whether or not he wants to oppose these things, because that is going to be overtaken by whatever this force is that is going to require you to be vaccinated. I think that that's coming. I mean, do you disagree with that? With that theory?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, I tend to focus on the medical atrocities because we are so off the mark in terms of what we normally do with research, healthcare, and getting treatments out. But you're painting the broader picture because the medical atrocities going on right now are really only part of the entire, you know, takeover. I've said from the beginning, we're in the middle of a Marxist coup. The only reason they haven't completed the entire takeover and finalized some of the scenarios you just laid out, I believe, is because we have the Second Amendment. It's because we have firearms and they don't know where they all are. But I really want to urge people just on, you know, on the medical stuff, go to your school boards, go to your medical, you know, boards in your state, start screaming and yelling, because this, like Stu said, this is part and parcel of the entire takeover.
I will tell you, it does make a difference. People do make change. In Alabama, I interviewed a guy just yesterday at StuPeters.tv who he went in with, we had a guest on here on one of my Fridays in the Alex Jones show. He went in with some of that paperwork. He threw it at the board and said, nope, I want the masks off and you're not going to require proof of vaccination before my kids come back. They threw him out of that meeting. But then now later have come back and said, after reviewing the paperwork that he filed from Lewis Ewing, that guest that I had here on this program, that they have now come out in that county in Arizona, in Jefferson County, and said, nope, we're not going to require your kids to wear masks here, and we're not going to require proof of inoculation. So getting loud and getting in front of these people and causing a problem, you have to cause a problem. As Maxine Waters says, you have to get more confrontational with these people. And as we get more confrontational and we say, nope, we're putting our foot down, we can absolutely make a difference. Many people have sent questions to my Proton Mail and yours, Dr. Ruby. I think it's important that we answer some of those questions. We're going to do that right after the break. Stick around. This is...
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.